Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am of course William Lemmel. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. You know, gonna talk sports and entertainment and everything else as usual. Today's show, we're gonna talk about the Subway Series and give everybody our feedback about what's going on with this latest battle between the Mets and the Yankees. And, of course, we're going to also talk about the NFL game coming up with the Jets and the Colts on Monday night. And also we're also going to talk about the Giants versus the Falcons also on Sunday. And, of course, as usual, we're going to talk a little sports entertainment, a little WWE. And a preview tonight, a champion pay-per-view event coming up. So if you'd like to talk any of these topics and more, you know the number is 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts. But with that said, let's talk about the Subway Series. And you know, coming into the series, the Mets, they just they fell 2 out of 3. With the Marlins just recently this at the beginning of the week, and right now they are trying to win the rubber game of the 3-game series between the Yankees. Of course, Friday night, me and you, we checked out the Subway Series game on Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first time seeing a Subway Series game at Citi Field. And my first time at Citi Field probably in, like, since 2010, probably. And, you know, of course, the Mets, you know, they held on to a 5-1 lead. Uribe hit a 2-run home run. Murphy hit a home run that gave the Mets the lead. He actually did give the Mets the lead. Duda tied the game up earlier in that game. And it was a pitching duel. It was Tanaka, who was, dominating other than the 2 home runs he gave up to Duda and Murphy. And, of course, you had Steven Matz in his first ever Subway Series appearance. And he pitched well as well. And it was a great pitching duel. And, of course, at the end of the game, you know, Familia came into the game. It kind of got a little scary in the end. But he was able to hold on. And the Mets won game one of the series. And the Mets didn't gain any ground because Nationals won that game also, 5-4 to the Marlins. So Mets didn't gain any grounds there. Well, they didn't extend their lead, but they did get the magic number down to 7, if I'm not mistaken. But unfortunately, the Nationals won, so the magic number remained. And actually the magic number was 8, but the lead stayed the same. And then you fast forward to today. Earlier today, the Yankees rebounded. Carlos Beltran hit a 3-run home run. And, of course, Syndergaard would also later give up a 2-run home run to Brian McCann. And the Yankees pretty much dominated this game by the final score of 5-0, highlighted by a strikeout from Duda and Wright being, caught trying to steal second. So basically, the Yankees had a game they had to have, and they gained ground. Boston Red Sox helped the Yankees out, beat up on the Blue Jays, and the Yankees finally gained ground. I think they're 3.5. And now, of course, Pineda had a great game Saturday night for the Yankees. Syndergaard didn't. He gave up the home run. Then he retired like 12 straight. And then he gave up another home run to McCann. And basically that killed any of Mets' chances of trying to come back. And, of course, Mets had some chances to try to cut into the lead at one point. But Wright and Cespedes, the Mets MVP, he didn't do anything today. And he's currently in an 0-for-17 slump. And Cespedes, the same
0-for-17.
Yeah, 0-for-17.
Wow, I didn't know it was that long.
Yeah, it's been these last couple of days he hasn't been hitting. Hopefully tomorrow will be a new day. Actually Sunday, since it is early Sunday morning right now. So hopefully tonight he will rebound. And who will the Mets have on the mound? Two guys who need to redeem themselves. Matt Harvey trying to look for his 13th win. And this will be his first appearance at Citi Field since his, controversy surrounding him and Boris and the Mets organization. And he's going to be opposing CC Sabathia, the $23 million man. who hasn't been living up to the contract that the Yankees are paying him for the past couple of years. And, you know, he's going to look to rebound. He did have a good outing recently, but, you know, the Yankees are going to need CC to, you know, dig deep and, you know, try to get them get win this rubber game. So, what's your thoughts on this whole series with the Mets and Yankees and a recap of both teams' recent, you know, history?
Well, the Yankees need this series more than the Mets do because the Yankees right now, it's, you know, they're 3.5 games back of the Blue Jays. They're probably not going to the division, so they have to focus on the wild card. And their lead, I think, is over the Indians right now and Astros. It's not that big of a lead, so they need to focus on winning the wild card, possibly winning the division. But there's no guarantee that they'll make the playoffs right now, so this is a more important series for them than the Mets. I mean, the Mets are like 8.5 or 7.5 games in front of the Nationals. They pretty much have it done already, so they could just sit down and let us win, man. I mean, come on. You know, we need this series more than you guys do.
Yeah, but I agree with you. The Mets, you know, they have a lead. They, you know, barring another collapse from 07 or 08, they should make the playoffs. But then again, you know, it ain't over till it's over. So
true.
They gotta try to win these games out. And Mets are, you know, kind of licking their wounds this past week. So Mets gotta get back to their winning ways and win this series against the Yankees, and you know, hopefully take themselves one step forward to trying to win this city over, because you know when the Mets are good, the city is alive. The city turns, you see the orange and blue. You know, when Yankees are dominating as Yankees are usually dominating, you know, the city is not the same. You know, everybody expects the Yankees to win. You know what I'm saying? It's not a shock. You know, Yankees, you know, they're usually, you know, historically a great team. I mean, highlighted by the 27 championships, which I'm pretty sure you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the Mets, they gotta bounce back, man. They gotta win. They gotta hopefully get the pitching right. You know, Colon, he's been kind of shaky a little bit. He had a bad start, his last start. But obviously he's not pitching in the Yankee series. But there's some talks that he might go into the bullpen, and,
really,
or maybe even Syndergaard, since Syndergaard, you know, he's a young guy who has some struggles in the first inning and in the sixth inning and on the road. You know, there's some, you know, the guy has a lot of upside, but this stage in his career, they're wondering if they should throw him into the postseason. And then there's Nice, who hasn't been pitching well lately.
Mm-hmm.
Who might be the odd man out also in the rotation too. So a lot of question marks. You know, as we speak right now, the only locks into the playoffs is, you know, DeGrom, Mats. Even though there was some earlier discussions whether they should put him into the bullpen and make him a power lefty. And of course Matt Harvey, he'll most likely pitch game three. Because he's not gonna start game one. Because if you start game one, you better believe you're gonna be pitching game five in a do or die scenario. So expect Matt Harvey if and when the Mets clinch the division, which it's a strong chance that will happen, but obviously it's not set in stone. So right now the Mets have to get their hitting, you know, back on track, beginning with Cespedes and get right. And it was nice to see Duda hit a home run Friday Friday night to, you know, try to, you know, get himself back on, you know, on the right track. And, you know, the Mets offense basically has to, you know, bounce back and get this win later tonight against CC Sabathia. And Matt Harvey is going to be worth noting. How many innings is he going to pitch? Is he going to at least complete five? Because right now it looks like they're giving him the 2015 version of Jabba rules. And as we all know, that didn't work with the Yankees and Jabba Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
You stole the words right out of my mouth. It's going to be interesting to see if there'll be a pitching duel like there was on Friday night. Because there clearly wasn't one. Well, at some point, Saturday night, Beltran helped the Yankees jump out to the 3-0 lead. After that, you know, Syndergaard settled down, but the damage was done, already. And then he gave the other home run to McCann. So Mets are hoping Harvey will settle down and dominate the Yankees like he did earlier this season.
Hopefully that's not the case, but it'll be a great series tomorrow. Great rubber game.
No doubt about that. And shifting gears, the Jets, they win their first game last week against the Browns, and now the Jets are trying to, you know, extend their winning streak to two games when they battle the Colts on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and the Colts are 0-1. But, you know, they're going to be at home, so they're going to be throwing the ball and trying to score as many points as they can to win that game.
Oh, no doubt about that, you know. You know, they're hoping that at Lucas Oil Stadium, they'll give the Colts some bad luck.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, basically, you know, the Jets already, the season just started last week, but they're in a dogfight. You know, the Patriots won their first game against the Steelers last week. The Bills won their first game under Rex Ryan, and the Dolphins also win also. So, you know, as we suspected, this AFC East is already a dogfight already.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some great games to watch between all these four teams.
No doubt about that. And, of course, you know, Cromartie got injured in week one. I think Ivory also got hurt also. And so he might not be – he might – you know, he's questionable for tomorrow's game also.
Oh. Yeah, that might hurt, you know, because, you know, the Colts like to throw the ball, like I said. So, you know, they can't have Revis trying to cover all the wide receivers on the field.
Yeah, no doubt.
They need some help.
No doubt. So, you know, Jets are hoping Fitzpatrick will have another game like he did when they scored 31 points. And they're gonna need all that firepower battling against Andrew Luck. So,
oh yeah.
Good luck with the Jets on Monday night.
Good luck.
Especially, you know, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere being at Lucas Oil Stadium. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game, you know. The Jets are going to have to get to Andrew Luck.
Yep.
They have to put pressure.
Good luck with that. But shifting gears on the Giants, they're going to be battling the Falcons, a team they've had a lot of history in recent playoff history. And the Giants are going to try to rebound from their current 0-1 record after you know, blowing the game against the rival Dallas Cowboys in week one.
Yeah, I mean, the last week was a very, man, it was a debacle. Going, you know, the last several minutes in that game, Giants took the lead late, but they didn't manage the clock properly, so they left the Cowboys with sufficient amount of time to score a touchdown. And what did the Cowboys do after the Giants take the lead? Cowboys drive down the field, and Romo throws the a touchdown to Witten. Cowboys take a lead, leave us with almost no time left, and Giants end up winning, losing the game, a game that they probably should have won, even though they got outplayed all night long by the Cowboys. But, yeah, all the Giants can do now is forget about that game and go into Atlanta, into MetLife Stadium, and try to win that game against the Falcons. But the Falcons are tough, man. The Falcons, they just played the Eagles on the Monday Night Football, and they probably have the best wide receiver in the NFL right now in Julio Jones, and that guy's unstoppable.
Yep. But you guys are gonna have to find a way to do that.
Yeah, gonna have to like stop him and stop Matt Ryan. So it's, but luckily we're at home, so that might help us.
And latest JPP news. I don't know if you saw, but there's recent photos of showing how Jason Pierre-Paul's fingers, you know, look. You know, they're banded up, and it's even, the injury is even worse than we thought, because at first we just thought it was just the one finger that they amputated, but apparently it's the amputated finger plus a piece of another finger. So
I think it's thumb, I think.
I think you're right. So he put, JPP posted some photos on social media, basically saying nobody, he doesn't remember tackling anybody with his thumb or a finger or something like that. But it's, you know, it's really scary, you know, that, you know, this guy's career might be done. I mean, all this injuries and, I don't know. Can you trust signing a guy long term like that? You know, I know accidents happen, but you know, crazy situation he put himself into.
It was stupid. I mean, I don't think the Giants should bring him back because of that. You know, I mean, in other sports, some teams will make you sign a contract where if you do an activity that injures yourself. Off the field, you know, the team has the right to void your contract.
Don't NFL do that too? I mean, I know I believe NBA and MLB does it, but if I'm not mistaken, I think NFL does it too.
I think they do. That's what I'm saying. Like, some teams have that where they make a player sign a contract like that. Giants, I don't think they had that for JPP, you know. So, but I mean,
Or maybe they did, but they didn't expect. They would never anticipate putting fireworks inside the contract, because who would have foreseen him playing with fireworks, let alone getting, you know, his fingers blown off.
Right. Well, any other team would have voided his contract. You know, I remember the Aaron Boone situation back in '03. You know, after his home run to lead the Yankees in the World Series, you know, he's the hero of the town. Unfortunately, the Yankees didn't win the World Series that year. They lost to the damn Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
But then Aaron Boone he injures himself during offseason playing pickup basketball, and Yankees void his contract and ended up trading for A-Rod. Yeah. So, you know, that's the last time I could remember of a team voiding a player's contract because they just looked stupid off the field. But, I mean, I don't think they should bring him back because of that, man. I think that was stupid of him to do, especially knowing that, you know, he could injure himself doing that. He should be smart, not, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know some of these football players are not that smart, but, you know, still. You should have known better.
I feel you. And lastly, moving to WWE, you know, of course, you know there's going to be the Night of Champions pay-per-view event. So who you think is going to win Cosmic Wasteland versus Neville and Lucha Dragons? Who you think is going to win that matchup?
Wow. Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
I'd say Cosmic Wasteland. You know, it's their debut as the new faction, you know, with Cody Rhodes and the Ascension. So I'm picking Cosmic Wasteland to defeat Neville and the Lucha Dragons. Plus, Neville and Stephen Amell got the win at SummerSlam. So you know how WWE tends to have like a 500 type of rivalry. I win one, you win one. I win one, you win one.
I think you're right. I think the Cosmic Wasteland will win.
And what about... Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
Oh, no. I was just saying, yeah, I agree with you.
All right. What about Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev for the 85,000 time?
I think... If what's her name is really injured...
Lana,
I think...
Yeah, she had wrist injury, surgery.
If she's not really injured, I think she might come out and cause Ziggler the loss. Because who knows? I mean, I don't know if it's real or if it's a work that she's injured.
Well, from all reports, it seems like it's a legit injury.
Okay. Well, I can see Ziggler losing. Either because Lana interferes or Summer Rae interferes.
Yeah, I can see that. I think Rusev's going to win.
I think Rusev's going to win.
How about Ambrose Reigns and their mystery partner versus the Wyatt family?
Well, we all assume who the mystery partner will be.
I assume it's Eric Rowan.
Eric Rowan, yeah. I hope it is.
Yeah, or Hank. It could even be The Rock for all we know.
Maybe.
I doubt it. I think it's Eric Rowan. But I think either way, Wyatt family is going to come out on top.
You think so?
I think so.
I think Eric Rowan is going to help them win, and this is going to start a rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that too. But I think Wyatt family is going to win.
Okay.
They just lost to Ambrose and Reigns at SummerSlam.
They're going to lose again.
Hey, I hope you're right. And I don't know if you heard on SmackDown, they were joking around. Ambrose and Reigns were joking around saying that their mystery partner is going to be Savio Vega.
That would be funny if it is.
I think they said somebody else too, but I can't remember who else they said it.
That would be funny.
And of course, you know, Charlotte is going to battle against Nikki Bella, who's now officially the longest reigning WWE Divas Champion after she surpassed AJ Lee's record.
I think Charlotte's going to win it.
95 consecutive one. What are you saying?
Oh, I was going to say, I think Charlotte's going to win that match. I think she's going to beat Nikki Bella.
I think Charlotte's going to win, too, because... on Monday Night Raw, they had a screw job type ending where Charlotte won, but Stephanie and them found a way because she pinned Brie instead of Nikki because they did twin magic. Basically, Charlotte didn't get the win, so I think now Charlotte's gonna officially get the win this Sunday against Nikki Bella.
Cool. Then she just put her in a figure four.
Yeah, what she calls the figure eight.
Yeah.
And after that, New Day is going to battle the returning Dudley Boys. What do you think going to win that one? I think Dudley Boys might win this one. Even though I could see the New Day, since they just won the title last month, holding on to it for at least one more month, but I think the Dudley boys are gonna win it.
Dude, I think they'll win it and lose it at Survivor Series.
You know what? You might have a point there. You might have a point. I think you might have convinced me. That does make sense.
Yeah.
I think you changed my mind. I think New Day will win it now.
Oh no! I'm with you. I think W boys will win tomorrow night, and then they'll lose that Survivor Series again.
Ah, okay. I got you.
I think New Day. I think Dudley Boys won't win tomorrow.
Now I'm confused. Now.
No, I was agreeing with you. Dudley Boys will win and then lose it. But then again, I could see New Day losing and Dudley Boys win that Survivor Series.
I'm on the this match is why I'm really on the fence on, because I could see it go either way.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna stick to my gun. I'm gonna stick with the Dudley Boys winning.
Okay.
They just came back, you know. Even though New Day just won last month, won the title back. It was last month they won it on summer. So yeah, I think Dudley Boys will win, even though despite that fact. And Ryback versus Kevin Owens. I think Kevin Owens is gonna defeat Ryback and become the new Intercontinental Champion.
I think that will happen too. I think Kevin Owens will win.
And Kevin Owens will officially have his first title, in WWE after being the NXT champion.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A few months ago. And now this is where we get really tricky right here. You got Seth Rollins doing double duty. One, he's going to be defending his title, the U.S. title, against John Cena. And I could see it going either way. You can't vote against John Cena because John Cena, you know, he always wins. But Seth Rollins always find a way to hold on to the victory. So, I'm guessing...
I think Seth Rollins is going to win.
Yeah, I'm really on the fence with this one. If John Cena doesn't defeat him, who's going to defeat him to get the U.S. title?
I think he'll retain the U.S. title, and he's going to lose that heavyweight to Sting.
Well, I think that does make sense. Even though John Cena does tend to win, even though he did get cheated out at SummerSlam thanks to Jon Stewart, but you're probably right. Seth Rollins will retain the U.S. title. Even though part of me is, you know, my mind is saying you can't bet it. You shouldn't bet against Cena because Cena wins 99% of the time.
That's true.
But you know what? I'm gonna pick Seth Rollins to win. And with the heavyweight championship, it's Sting versus Seth Rollins. And Sting wins. It'll be the first time he becomes a WWE World Heavyweight Champion in his first title match. And, of course, you know, Sting, he wrestled his first match on Raw. First, it was a one-on-one matchup with Big Show, and then Seth Rollins interfered, and then it became a tag team match where he got Seth Rollins to tap out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, with that in mind, I'm thinking maybe Sting might lose, and then he wins it the next match. But I don't know. This is the toughest one out of the whole scenario, because I could see Seth Rollins find a way to win. Maybe even have an Undertaker attack Sting to set up maybe a Survivor Series matchup between Undertaker and Sting, possibly.
Yeah.
Or will Sting finally fulfill his destiny and win the title? That's, man, this is, these last three matches, man, these last two matches, man, they really, I could see them, I could see Seth Rollins walking away as champion. You know, I could see Seth Rollins losing both. And, of course, there's one, the X Factor, Sheamus. Sheamus could cash in on both guys, which Sheamus, I would assume, would cash in on Sting. Whenever Sting wins the title, he'll cash in on Sting.
Yeah, I forgot about Sheamus having the Money in the Bank.
So you know what? I'm going against my mind. I'm gonna pick Sting to win. Even though my mind is telling me that Seth Rollins could very well walk away titles, but yeah, I'm hoping Seth Rollins loses both titles.
It might happen.
And then you have Sheamus possibly cashing in. But will it be on Night of Champions? That's the question. I don't know.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting. And will Sheamus cash it in?
Yeah, that's the question. And the question I want to ask you is, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, a lot of sports tomorrow. You got the Subway Series. You have Night of Champions. You have Sunday Night Football. Just enjoy all the sports tomorrow. And check out my show on Mac Saturdays at 11. And come back here, check out Sports of Religion. Hopefully, Sundays at 6.
Hopefully, back at Sunday at 6, if there's nothing unforeseen that happens from now until next Sunday. But, you know, I want to thank you all for listening to another episode of Sports and Religion. This is Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramon. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.